The hui, it was encouraging to hear that 30 years sounds a lot better than 100 years, but whether or not that will actually occur, that's still a long time between now and 30 years. Many of us may not even be here. And doing so where the Tairawhiti region is concerned, I mean, we're getting to hear our claims through the High Court. Many of the applicants will be heard in the High Court in the next coming weeks, and they'll be first of the rank. But we've chosen Ngā Hapū or whānau te kotahitanga or Hauiti have chosen to go through the Crown Engagement pathway. And saying that, having heard through the hui yesterday that the minister was going to welcome the engagement process and speed it along quite quickly, that did offer us a bit of light at what was considered first off as the Foreshore Seabed Act, nothing but a dismal outcome for Māori. With regards to us in the Takutai Mōna now, the question will be, rather than it be lip service and just lip service with successive governments, that we see an action plan, and that action plan needs to be followed up through Te Arawhiti and a lot of the policies that Te Arawhiti is actually feeding through or filtering through to the claimants, which tends to have a huge backlog in terms of how will the claimants be resourced and at what point in time will their milestones actually allow for them to move through the researching process, because that's essentially what will occur and how that will happen. And one of the questions I did put to the minister at the time was, well, what does that look like for us? It's one thing to say, well, yes, we're going to speed up the process, but for many claimants, there's still no direction on what that looks like, and there needs to be. The Waitangi Tribunal has released the Stage 1 report, and there were recommendations that were made through that. Question that I put to the minister at the time was, has the minister look to respond to those recommendations, and will they be considered? And if so, will it be all with recommendations or some? And that's just the Stage 1. We are now going through the Stage 2 process of the Waitangi Tribunal that's yet to be released. That will also contribute to the direction on where the Crown may look to seek some advice, and that would be beneficial.
So the minister did say that resourcing hapū whānau hapū so that they can continue their research, that was going to happen. I'm not sure, he didn't give any details around that, but obviously he realises that. He also said that the process might not suit everybody. He did acknowledge that as well too. So I guess the question is, while the minister might be talking, might be hearing what you're saying, do we trust the middle person, being Te Arawhiti, to actually implement what the minister and what whānau hapū are saying to get it done, remembering that, you know, as much as we love the individuals within Te Arawhiti, or some of us don't, but it's still a Crown, it's still a Crown entity, and they are still the ones that dictate what happens on the ground. So do we trust this process in Te Arawhiti's hands to be able to move things along a lot more fluidly and faster?
Not at this point, no. There needs to be more robust policies that are going to give effect to the views of Māori and claimants, and at this point in time, I don't see them. It may take some time because they've been through a restructure themselves, and in doing so, I think Minister Davis needs to be prepped on what that looks like, because the right arm cannot move without the left, and either can the left leg or the right leg. So I think in this particular case, they need to be all moving in sync with what the minister's proposing. Even though it may look like it's encouraging for us, you're exactly right. I think it would be problematic in the long term if Te Arawhiti is not up to play with delivering what the minister's going out and publicly putting out there to the rest of the claimants. And that tends to be, at this point in time, part and parcel of the problem of stagnating where the claimant process is going. It may also have had a lot to do in the past, because when the Foreshore and Seabed Act first came out, it was a new model that came up. And it was being passed around as to where or who was actually going to be working on the claims. And now we're back at the start with Te Ara Whiti, and we're waiting on a number of things that need to occur. And I think that that falls back on the CEO. And what will she do to make those changes and make it work fast to happen?
Because with the original Takutai Moana, it was very much in line with how the treaty settlements are being run with one large natural grouping. And so the large entity that was the iwi runanga or iwi negotiation team took the responsibility for negotiating that. But that doesn't, suit whānau and hapū. It doesn't under the treaty settlement, and it sure as heck doesn't under the Maka settlement as well too, under the Maka Act as well too. Is there going to be, do you think, an issue with some of those larger iwi entities when it comes to Maka?
That may be so. I can't really speak for the other iwi entities because we're actually moving as claimants in the whānau hapū concept. And that's, today is what a lot of our people are talking about. They're not talking iwi as loudly as they used to. And for the purpose mainly is because our people want to see change. They want to be involved and engaged at the core front line of where their customary interests are going to be on the Takutai Moana. I think it's important to note that also Minister Little had mentioned about the engagements with hapū and whānau and individual claims by whānau. So it's not no longer about iwi representing Māoridom and specific areas as a whole or the cluster groups. Our particular claim came about through the same concept of whānau and hapū first. And that's really where we're wanting to move, and that's what we're expecting the minister to engage with us as claimants around the Hauwhiti region. I'm a descendant of Hauwhiti. I whakapapa through hapū. But at the end of the day, the core focus must be on whānau. We cannot be reciprocating continuous ongoing strategies that have been implemented by iwi when still our people are finding it difficult at grassroots level and struggling in poverty, homelessness, and many other issues. And now I'm not blaming iwi for that, not at all, but we need to make different changes.
So where to from here then?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, it's easier said than done. We'll have to see what follows in terms of the minister's launch of the Crown Engagement Strategy. I'd like to see what and how that's followed through with Te Ara Whiti. And right now we're going to be looking at what the Waitangi Tribunal Stage 2 report will come, what will come out of that, because it's going to be very interesting, no different than Stage 1, and whether or not the Crown will follow those recommendations, which tends to be sometimes if but maybe, or we might use that as a guideline. But the Tribunal has offered some really sound advice in the best interest of Māori interest, the customary interest. And we would tend to expect that the government would look at that seriously.
Thank you very much for that. Just a couple of other questions. The Minister, Andrew Little, how do you find him? How do you find discussing, negotiating with him related? What's his relationship like with, with Te Ara Whiti, with Hauwhiti as an example? What's he like to work with?
Well, invisible in the Hauwhiti region up until just yesterday, when we were at the hui. But, you know, that needs to be more robust. I think, in hindsight, I can understand that the minister's a very busy person, but given the announcement that he's made, there needs to be more dialogue, more communication between the minister and us in the Hauwhiti region. I would hope that once we do hold our hui in Hauwhiti, that invite goes to him, that he's going to make time to visit the region, because it's very important given the issues that we've been facing in Hauwhiti with the climate change, the forestry industry, the consent processes. and a number of other issues that affect our Takutai Mōna area, not just Tauati, all the way down as far as Tūranga. So it's important that that occurs. I find the Minister very approachable in terms of the way he deals with Māori in our region. I've met with Andrew Little on a number of occasions, so prior to the Takutai Mōna area. So I think that that would be a good relationship, but at the end of the day, it would be dependent on whether or not it would be a genuine engagement process that best fits the criteria of our rōpū and our whānau.